For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And hello, everybody. It is the Speaking Podcast. This is Jay Black, joined over the phone by Jessica Gibson. Hello, Jessica.
Hi.
I'm moving around. I'm recording this. It's a very technical setup that I have here. I have the phone on speaker recording into the iPad on voice memo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah. So it's very, very technically precise. So I was realizing I was just moving around on my bed. I'm in my bedroom, and it's probably got all sorts of scratchy noises. So we're off to a good start.
Yeah, you know, listeners are, like, really into the scratchy noises.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there's got to be somebody out there that is like, you know what? I want a podcast that sounds more like it's taking place in someone's bedroom than in an actual studio. So we've given that to them.
Well, it is a relief to not have to see your ladder hanging on the wall, slightly tilted.
So my wife has been shamed by the podcast. Because, you know, it's her job to go through all that stuff. So she's about, I'd say, 80% through it. She's gotten rid of the couch that's back there.
Exciting.
Yeah, so by the time Bill is back, and by the way, Bill is not here, everybody. It's just Jessica Gibson and me. Jay, Bill is on vacation, but by the time Bill gets back in a week, I guess 2 weeks, we should be completely clean back there. It'll be a very big day for everybody.
Oh, the big reveal.
Yes. Now, question, where is Bill? He said he was going off the grid. He was supposed to call me Thursday. He didn't. Is he like in, you know, Guam? Like, what's he doing?
I'm very concerned for Bill. I don't know about you, but I'm slightly worried.
Yeah, he's running in, like, full sweat outfits in the hot sun. He's growing a samurai head bun, and he's thinking about growing a beard. I don't know what happened to him. He's off the tracks, everybody.
But then, like, I was kind of relieved today because I was like, good, I don't have to look at Jay's messy room, and I don't have to look at whatever is going on with Bill's hair. I forget what you called it, but something is going on with Bill. I don't know what is happening to his hair.
He's not going through a midlife crisis, but his hair is.
Yeah.
I think his hair is on its own track. So, Jessica, we did a kind of sidetrack with Bill there. We were checking in on each other with quarantine. Are you still quarantined? Because I opened briefly back into the world for just like a week, and then everything went to shit again. And I was like, all right, back to the house. I'm doubled down in the quarantine now.
Because you did like a comedy show, right?
I did a comedy show in Pennsylvania outdoors.
And it went okay.
It went fine. I mean, listen, I've done a million terrible gigs, and this one was produced by, friend of the show, Joel Richardson, who's been on.
And,
he puts on a good show no matter what. So even though it was an outdoor show, it was not a bad show. It was difficult because outdoors is always difficult, but it was fine. And I got out of my head about, like, every time I spoke, I just imagined little death particles leaving my mouth and going into other people's and vice versa.
But I have the same feeling. It's so awkward. It's like everyone's kind of judging you and like staring at you and it's like glaring to stay away. And then I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, I don't want to hurt you.
Yeah. I think that there is going to be far reaching consequences to this COVID. I've been thinking about a bunch of them. Number one, I don't think there's going to be a Republican Party when this is all done.
You really don't think so?
No, I've been thinking about it. You know these Project Lincoln guys? Have you heard of them?
No.
So they're like, they're a bunch of Republicans. They're like old school, like what you would call George W. Bush Republicans. You know, the guys that Dick Cheney would hang out with.
Aren't the real old school Republicans originally more Democratic ideas?
Well, if you look at the big shift so far as I'm concerned was Reagan. He's the guy that came in with this fakakta supply side economic stuff. You know, he was the first guy that goes, hey, maybe we should be taking care of the rich. And I think that's, and he also welded the Christian right to the political right. So if you go back to Nixon and Eisenhower, Eisenhower would be a radical Democrat at this point as a Republican president. So, yeah, I think that things are a lot different now than they've ever have been. But I do think that, like, the guys that we considered, like, Republicans, like Dick Cheney-type Republicans, they started this group called the Lincoln Project, and they just want to get Trump out of there. And I think they're blowing up the Republican Party, and honestly, I think it's going to be, there's going to be the Lincoln Party, and there's going to be the GOP. And I call them the GOPQ, Jessica. GOPQ. Well, GOPQ plus, because they're QAnon.
What does that mean?
Oh, you don't know QAnon?
No.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Jessica, you got to check out QAnon. So there is a guy on Reddit who calls himself QAnon who has, like, it is a conspiracy theory that is literally insane. Like
QAnon?
QAnon. Capital Q and then a non, like, anonymous. It's like these people are off the wall. Just like if this weren't the age of the internet, these would be the people that were not allowed out of the village because they would, you know, hurt themselves or others. I mean, these are nutso nut people who believe that Donald Trump is secretly working. I think Hillary Clinton is like a good guy in the QAnon mythology, but they're all working to bring down a huge international pedophilia ring. And the deep state is working against him. And there's some elements of QAnon that have time travel involved. And it sounds like I'm like mocking them because they're a fringe group, but they're not. There's like an openly QAnon Republican running for office in, I think, Colorado, who's like got Q memorabilia like on her person as she runs. Like,
I'm like concerned about Googling this on my work computer. I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is nutty, nutso, nut McGee.
And so while I've been going through the deep, dark crevices of Netflix looking for things to watch, you have been skulking around Reddit just looking for whatever's there.
Kind of, sort of. You know, if you spend any time, like, and believe me, I spend 14 hours a day absorbing political news that makes my blood boil. Mm-hmm. You can't help but sort of see QAnon floating around in there. And there's nothing on Netflix that will prepare you for the depths of lunacy. I would go Tiger King party over QAnon party any day of the week and twice on Tuesday. but here's the thing. I think that so the GOP has been infected by these people. So that's why I call them the GOPQ pluses. I think that there's two parts of the party that don't go well with each other. There's the old school part that was like, hey, I like conservative views on taxes and balancing the budget and whatnot. And okay. Now there's the new school type that time travelers from the future have come to stop Hillary Clinton from having a pizza place pedophilia ring. And those two things don't go together. That you can't do it. Trump is the guy who tried to do it, and it doesn't work. So I think it's going to split off, and there's going to be the Lincolns, the GOPQs, and the Democrats. I got all of them up on a board connected by string, Jessica, as I try to figure it all out.
So do you think Bill's gone and run off with one of them and is like hiding in a bunker somewhere?
He might be with the actual Q himself right now, Jessica.
Right.
It might be. Maybe that's why he's grown his hair long. Like Q has demanded it.
He's just joined a cult.
He might be joined a cult. I mean, hot yoga plus crazy Republican stuff does not that far off from being a cult.
Yeah.
Although
Bill
wouldn't do well as a cult follower. He'd be a cult leader.
Don't the followers have more fun though? Isn't that what I learned that from The Office at least?
The followers have more fun? I don't know. You get, the cult leader gets to get all the money and the girls.
I don't know.
I interrupted you. I'm sorry. Go on. What were you saying?
I was going to say, I was actually thinking about going to a hot yoga class today. My studio finally opened up. But no. I don't know if it's going to be... I thought normally, like, those classes fill up. You can't even get into them.
Yeah.
That's why they have, like, online options. But, yeah, like, I mean, am I ready to, like, go back out into the world?
No, don't go, because the thing about a yoga class, especially a hot yoga class, like moisture from other people is the enemy. It's not just being near them. It's like juices from their body getting into your body is how you get sick. So any place that like a whole bunch of people are sweating and like that sweat is going to like come off of them and possibly get onto you. Ugh, no.
Yeah, but they made, like, less people. There's, like, more space in the class, so everyone's not that close.
Yeah, but you're still, like, it's still sweaty in there. There's no room big enough.
Like, I'm going to get sick when I go back out into the world and I'm re-exposed to all these germs that I haven't been around in 6 months.
Yeah, well, I think there's going to be a lot of stuff that, like, you know, when flu season starts up on top of COVID season... Mm-hmm. You know, I saw a headline. I didn't click on it because I don't think my brain is ready to explode like that.
Too much anxiety.
Oh, my God. It was CDC experts now saying that the real damage is going to come in fall 20 and winter 21. Like, when flu season starts up, watch out. So, oh, no.
But at least it'll be cold out. So, you know, I'll be okay bunkering down by then.
Yeah, we started talking about it earlier in the podcast. I don't see some things ever going back to the way it was. Like, I don't know if I ever see, like, do you see yourself shaking a stranger's hand anytime in the near future?
Oh, I usually will, like, hug strangers, and I gotta say, like, don't really miss it.
Yeah, are you ever going to hug a stranger again? I like, no, right?
I'm okay with that. I saw my dad this weekend. It was his birthday, 51st birthday. Happy birthday, Dad.
He's a Cancer just like me. Happy birthday, Jessica's dad.
Ooh, your birthday's coming up too?
2 days.
Oh, okay. I'll send the text. I've got it on my calendar now.
Jessica, I'll take it. My father-in-law sent me a text on Sunday that said, happy birthday. And I'm like, well, it's in like 5 days. And he was like, yeah, but I usually forget. So I thought of it this morning. I wanted to get it out of the way. I'm like, all right, Mr. T, sounds good. So you said your dad's birthday. So you saw him?
So I saw him. I was teasing him about how he's thriving in this environment of just working from your computer and your laptop and your house, not really ever leaving your house unless you have to, and pretty much everyone else kind of bringing everything to you.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, not really engaging in any other activities other than kind of like working and watching Netflix.
Well, let me ask you a question. Are you you consider yourself an introvert or an extrovert?
I don't know, because I feel like I was surrounded by a bunch of extroverts and I was like, oh, I'm definitely an introvert and need my alone time.
Right.
But then, like, when I'm totally alone for too long, I get very upset.
The definition I've heard of it is here's the way you know if you're an introvert or an extrovert. You're at a party and you're like, you know, it's winding down. It's like 12 o'clock and you're about to leave the party, but then your best friend from college shows up. Okay. An introvert's response would be, oh, geez, why didn't you come at 8 so that we could have seen each other? Versus an extrovert's response that goes, oh, great, now I get to stay at the party for some extra time and hang out with my friend. What would your reply be?
Well, I'm like 30 now. So when you're like 25, you've got lots of friends, you can go home. Right. But like when you're 30, you kind of start running out of friends and like definitely need to like hang around for them if you see them. So
you're doing it out of obligation.
Yeah.
So extroverts get energy from other people. Introverts lose energy to other people. Like too much time around people, you're just exhausted. Or an extrovert is like a vampire that's like, oh man, now I got extra energy because I hung out with all these people.
Yeah. I definitely feel like I'm always giving out energy when I'm around someone. So mm-hmm. It's like, good, now I can go hide in my house and sleep.
Well, here's the thing. I'm exactly the same way. I am the introvert of introverts. Hanging out with people, I feel drained at the end of it. But I have a wife and 3 kids. I don't know if you know this about me, Jessica. 3 kids.
So three?
Yeah, 3. And they're constantly wanting to hang out. And there's no good way. I find that it's impossible to tell somebody that you love, that you need alone time, because it always sounds like you don't want to be with them. Like, there's, mm-hmm. like there's no way to go to a four-year-old, I love you with all of my heart, but if we play dolls for one more minute, I'm going to jump out of the second-story window and try to crack my neck on the ground. Like, if you say that to her, she's not going to understand, you know?
You can't just go sit in the bathroom and hide in there.
Well, there, yeah, I do have my hour-long dad poops where I'm just hiding from everyone.
But that's not enough.
No. Well, I realized that my job provided me with the exact amount of alone time I needed, which is like a mountain's worth. You know, like I used to drive for 6, 7, 8 hours at a clip to go to a comedy show where after I was done, I'd be alone in a hotel room for 12 hours. Like, I need that to re-energize my batteries. And, yeah. You know, being around, like, I've been feeling this weird kind of constantly drained feeling. And I'm like, well, why do I feel drained? I'm like, you know, I'm writing a screenplay, which, by the way, Jessica, I got hired to write a screenplay. We'll have to talk about that later.
Ooh, congrats.
Yeah, it's it's wow. You'll have to see it when it's all done. But I'm writing a screenplay, but otherwise nothing. I'm just around the house, but I feel like I've been hit with a wiffle ball bat at all times of the day and night. And I realized I haven't been taking my time to be alone and just listen to podcasts and be with my own thoughts.
Yeah, like, you're ready for life to get back to normal. You're like sick of it, right?
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm sick of like we're out of the emergency phase where it feels like if we don't stay inside, we're going to instantly die. But we're not into the safety phase yet. We're in this like weird in-between phase where it's like, well, this is the new normal, but what is that going to be? Like, how do we define that? And I guess this is just a roundabout way of asking you, like, are you and Chase on the same page? Like, do you guys have the same amount of wanting to be around each other? Do you feel like, oh, I wish Chase was with me more? Or do you feel like, oh, I wish Chase was with me less when the last couple of months?
Well, our basement got finished right before this all started. So that was perfect because we have our own space. So he goes to the basement all day. I'm working upstairs. My in-laws dropped by the other day with, like, you know, they're babysitting the kids. And I was like, oh, thank God we don't have kids because we were so relaxed. Just chilling out at 10:30 with our laptop. I had my laptop on the couch and I was like, wow, my life would be a lot different if I had to like be quarantined with children.
Oh, boy.
So it doesn't really compare, but I am worried about our dog when we all go back to normal because there was an article circulating yesterday about how it's going to be very bad for dogs to transition into being like alone more often.
Huh, that's interesting.
I mean, I guess your kids, I don't know. Are you guys, you're kind of home with your dog anyway, so
well,
I don't care.
My in-laws have like a giant backyard, like an acre's worth of backyard, and they have three dogs. So mm-hmm. my dog oftentimes, when I'm not home or my wife's not home, will go over to my in-laws about a mile away, and just basically it's like doggy daycare. I think my dog is actually looking forward to when the quarantine's over. She's like, wait, when can I get back to hanging out with my friends and not you, dimwit?
Yeah. Well, Reese is in doggy dreamland, and she's going to be... I can't remember the last time I've had to lock her up in a little crate. So.
That's a shame. Yeah, I'll tell you, my brother-in-law, he's the dumbest person I know. He actually
had a... The surgeon?
No, this is the other one, not a surgeon. He had a baby in March, I think it was, or April. So he's got a newborn during quarantine. And every time I see him, he just looks more and more grizzled and defeated.
Oh, congrats.
Oh, yeah, congrats. But, you know, I wonder what the kids growing up in this, you know, my daughter is 4. You know, she doesn't have much memory of, like, you know.
What's going on right now?
Well, yeah, I mean, like, if it goes on for a year, she's going to have this weird year where she hung out with her dad and mom every day, all day.
Yeah.
And then she's just going to, like, go back to school. Like, I bet you if you have social anxiety, if you're a kid, it gets ramped out of control once you go back to school. Like, it's going to be nuts.
Yeah. I had anxiety just getting on this podcast. I was trying to get it out of the way earlier in the day.
Was that what you're trying to do? Is they just get it out of the way?
Like it's going to build anxiety all day, or I can do it now.
So what about the podcast brings anxiety to you?
I guess it's just like I have to interact with other people, and I'm just so in my element of like going through and like in my business, and then suddenly ripped out of it, which like your daughter will have to go through when she goes back into school. She won't be in her little routine anymore.
I totally get it. I do. It's and even like when you show up for the podcast or any kind of thing like this, it's never as bad as your brain made it out to be. But like while you're doing it. But yeah, like if you get the call like, hey, can we cancel the podcast today? It would be the greatest feeling in the entire world to be like, oh, that's terrible. But I understand.
Yeah. Too bad. Now I'm just going to finally relax and not have any more anxiety about it.
Is there anything better, Jessica, in the entire world? And I mean, like, even the birth of a child or the feeling of the warm love of a person that you love, too, than when you call somebody and it goes to voicemail?
Yeah, that's why I call people, because I know they won't answer.
It's the best.
I'll just leave them waiting.
You leave a message. And I always like leaving the undefined in the future message. Like, hey, at some point, you know, like email me or call back or like just get in touch with me and I'll get back to you. And even as you hang up, you're like, I've just bought myself 48 hours of not interacting with this person.
Yeah. And then the lead up while it's ringing and you don't know if it'll go to voicemail.
Oh,
it's the worst.
When they pick up or you call somebody, like you text them and you're like, hey, are we still on for Friday? Like back when you could go out before the plague, and they don't get back to you. So now it's like you text them on a Tuesday, are we still on for Friday? And now it's Thursday and you're like, well, they haven't gotten back to me yet. So I kind of feel like we're not on. Like I think we can just chalk this up to being canceled. But I better call them just to make sure. And then they pick up and they're like, oh, yeah, for sure. I've already made reservations. And you're like, God damn it.
So you haven't gone out to a restaurant yet?
Oh, God, no. I'm not going out to a restaurant until 2027.
Really?
Well, that's
have you done anything other than – have you left your house at all? I thought you just said you were breaking quarantine a little bit.
Well, I didn't – like, I meant breaking quarantine for me. I did one comedy show and I went to Costco. Like that's.
I've only been to Costco once. I've been trying to go to Costco as often as I can.
Yeah, I take walks and stay in my house. I'm not, you know, I want to leave, but, you know, I saw people eating outside. Well, today I took my aunt to the doctor because she's in her late 70s and has nobody to drive her around.
She's probably so lonely, too.
Yeah, well, funny thing, we got her a cat.
She's like, I hate this cat.
Well, here's the thing. I said, listen, we got you this cat. It's something to take care of. It'll make you happy. If you don't like the cat, I'll take the cat. So now I have another cat.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, she didn't want to take care of the cat. But I saw people eating while I took my aunt to the doctor's today outside. And, you know, they're saying that eating in public or like eating around people is one of the worst things you could do. It's one of the more deadly things because it's food particles all flying around with your death spit on them. So all it takes is one to sort of like one molecule of, you know, pizza juice to go in the air and get into somebody else's mouth and then they have it. So hard for me not to imagine all of that.
You've been quarantined and you've got like all these hobbies. You're like making benches and stuff, but mm-hmm. like I didn't really have any hobbies to go back to. Like on the weekend I like to go to brunch.
Oh, brunch is nice.
Brunch is the hobby, right? But, like, I can't do that in quarantine.
Jessica, you learn how to make yourself killer brunch on your own.
Oh, well, yeah, I know. Tonight I'm cooking meatballs, nice. I think. I've been cooking a lot.
Yeah, this, my kids and I have been doing a lot of baking. We made a blueberry swirl cheesecake yesterday.
Ooh, the kids like cheesecake?
Yeah.
Very advanced.
Well, I don't know if it's advanced so much as the Lithuanian genes for me. We Lithuanians enjoy nothing. Anything that has fat and heavy bowel movements associated with it, we eat.
So bagels.
Yeah. Bagels, beet-based products, meatloaf. We have not very refined palates. But yeah, so yeah, you got to get some hobbies.
What are you guys making next?
Lemon pie, not lemon meringue, but like a lemon pie with a whipped cream top.
Can you make a meringue?
Yeah.
Like just the top part? Because I remember they sold those when I went to France. It was like just a meringue, and it was like a little cookie-like thing.
Oh, I mean, yeah, you can whip up a meringue. Meringue's fairly easy.
Really?
Yeah. And it's just basically egg whites and other stuff. I forget exactly what. But, yeah, you just need a thing to whip the air into it. You got to just get, like, air into it and then just lightly singe it. Meringue's a piece of cake.
Baking sounds complicated.
It's not. You just follow the instructions.
I'm making firecracker meatballs with roasted carrots and sesame rice today.
Firecracker, they're very spicy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. You know what the hardest part of any cooking is, Jessica, baking or cooking? Getting through the bullshit 500 paragraphs of back history on the recipe blog.
I hate that. Like, why? I don't know. I don't want to know your husband was, like, you know, running late from work that day. I don't care.
I thought back to the words of advice I got from my Aunt Matilda. Yeah, was the word of advice, get to the point quicker? That would be nice. Because I just came here to know how many eggs I need for this.
Right.
Well, speaking of getting to the point, Jessica, we've done longer than we usually do with Bill, so I think we could probably wrap it up here.
Yeah, we're good. All right.
All right. See? No social anxiety for Jessica.
Good luck with your quarantine week, and I guess we'll talk to you next week.
I'll do it early Tuesday next week so we can get it out of the way, all right?
If it works for you, it doesn't really matter.
All right, Jessica. Good chatting with you. Hey, everybody. Thanks for being on the podcast with us. Follow me. Jay Black is funny on Twitter. Follow Jessica at Chasing Jess Nut. And Bill, I don't know what he's doing, but, like, you know, Google him. Let's see what's going on with him.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.